we're the audio feed, unfortunately for them, but the video is going to be nice. I'll say that.
It's a pretty cool deal. Yeah, I was talking about that with you earlier. It's pretty nice to have a TV station type deal at your high school. Didn't have the opportunity to have that at mine, so it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, where you went to school is part of the problem. But
I was fixing to say, you know, you're speaking of bowling, not that it matters right now, but Dobbins Bennett made it to the bowling tournament down there.
That's great. Thanks for that update.
Bet you like
the Rafferty. And the tip is up, and it is controlled by Riverdale. The Warriors coming in here 19-3, undefeated in district play. Oakland 20-2 and have lost only one in district play, 3-1. Barbie has it between the circles, gives it over right side to Petty. Takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it to Middleton. She's open, and she hits it. First bank three for Alexa Middleton, who gets the Warriors off to a very good start.
Really important that Oakland plays really close up defensively on Alexa Middleton. She's an excellent shooter from outside.
3-0, and pressure by Riverdale. Watkins runs into the official as she's hustling for the loose ball. It will be Oakland's basketball. Tenacious defense, especially in the backcourt by the Warriors. Jones picks up Eubank. Oliver gives it over to Riggins. I think it's really important how Riggins performs tonight against this pressure as well. She's kind of the key to it. And a steal being made, and a no-look shot and shot from the, a reverse layup, you might say. 5-0 over the back. Beautiful shot by Middleton. She has 5, and Riverdale leads it 5-0.
Riverdale getting points off of that pressure like they like to do.
And here's another steal, but however, Eubank trying to save it. They do to Barnes. Barnes working one-on-one. Watkins going to drive all the way in. Watkins blocks it. It goes out of bounds. Oakland heading left to right or to the concession stand. And Kira House going to come in as Jennifer Grandstaff, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots, makes an early substitution. And the ball goes to House. She has it. Top of the key. Left side. Eubank. Jumper no good. Rebound. Picked up Oliver. Gives over to House. Right side. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now gives it over to Eubank. Riverdale in a man-to-man defense right now. Eubank dribbles to the left side. Spins. Passes off to Oliver. Right side now to House. She's open for 14. Short. Rebound. House, however, gets it. It's short. And Jones rips the rebound down, and the outlet pass goes to Middleton. 5-0 Riverdale. Now the ball taken away. First turnover by Riverdale. Tipped. Rolling. Scattering on the floor is Barbie over to Petty. Petty trying to save it. Does. Monica Barrett knocks it down. Oakland going to have it. Action fast and furious right now. Driving all the way in is Oliver, and the basket's good, and she is fouled by Watkins.
That was a good call by the official. She didn't have her feet set underneath the basket. And you know, anytime that happens, the charge is going to be coming.
5-2 our score. And the basket by Oliver with a chance to add to that with a three-point play here at the free throw line. Shot is up. Rolls good. Oliver connects. She has 3. And the lead is 2 for Riverdale. 5-3. Petty across the timeline. Holds up 3 fingers, Brian. I'm going to make that Rafferty. How many times am I going to do that tonight? But right, anyway.
A couple. You miss your buddy, John.
I know. Sad. So sad. Middleton between the circles. She lobs it inside. Barbie open. Puts it up softly for a little jumper that makes it 7-3 Riverdale.
And right off the bat, Riverdale 3-for-3 from the field early on.
I don't know how she got that one through, but she did. Assist goes to Middleton. Riggins has it. Tries to dribble past Barbie. And it's picked off. And here's the lob pass to Petty. Going to lay it up and good. Petty with 2, and it's 9-3.
Another 2 points off the third turnover for Oakland early on here.
Oliver working the pressure. Riggins almost has it stripped. Now gives it back to Oliver. They're double-teaming Ellen right now. House, left side, takes a couple of dribbles. Now gives it inside to Riggins. Another double-team. This time she throws it away to Middleton. However, a foul is going to be called before Alexa can go too far.
The pressure.
Caitlin Oliver, excuse me, picks it up.
And the pressure Riverdale brings to the table defensively, full court pressure, it's ridiculous. They'll get you in those traps and just force you to turn that ball over. It's relentless defense.
Petty getting the call from Coach Wild on the sidelines. House picks her up. Petty right at the Oakland Patriots sign, midcourt. Now it goes over to the left side to Barbie. Spins in the lane. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound. Picked up. Oliver in some trouble. Now dribbles out. Here comes the pressure by Riverdale. Eubank got to get it across. Time getting starting to get slim here. Barrett rushes. They do not make it. Turnover, Oakland. And it'll be the Warriors basketball. Petty, as Jones throws it in. That's how many turnovers is that for Oakland?
Got five.
Okay. Jones. Over to Petty, right side, now to Middleton, open from the corner. That's Davenport, excuse me. Three-pointers, no good. Shelby just checked in. She makes the steal. Jones with a shot from the right side at the block. And Riverdale has jumped out to an 11-3 lead. And it is Riverdale up by eight. And this gives us an opportunity to talk about our good friends Stan Bug and Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug. I've done that many times, too.
Instead of waiting months for a single offer with a Bob Parks auction, you have multiple offers in a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaught or Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that is suitable for auction. Call Bob or Stan at 896-4600 for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale. Find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
You're much nicer to Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug than Brian is. I mean, he just always gets a little dig in. I'll be nice to him tonight. And Oakland gets the ball. They need a basket. They trail 11-3 with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Eubank drives, going to be left open in the lane and lays it up and in. Big bucket for Eubank, and it's 11-5. Warriors have it with a six-point lead. John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary here from Oakland. Girls action early. Middleton from the corner. Short. Rebound. Barbie. Inside feed to Jones. Beautiful pass. Easy layup for Jones. Her first basket. 13-5. The lead is 8 for Riverdale. Eubank gives it to Riggins. Back to Eubank. Trying to pass through it. Now the ball's intercepted again. Jones going to be tipping it to Petty. Layup good on the left side. Unselfish play by Olivia Jones. She had the basket. Gave it off to Petty. Coming down that left side. 15-5. Here's Eubank. Over to Riggins. Back to Barrett. Riggins open. Shoots the jumper. Short. Rebound. Davenport pulls it down. Being pressured. Now gets it out to Jones. Outlet pass goes to Middleton. Stutter step. Gives it over to Jones on the left side. Inside to Barbie. Layup from the left. Block good. Barbie, first basket. 17-5. Kaylin Oliver brings it across, dribbles through two. Eubank, two on one, goes up, no good. Rebound, Oliver misses the layup. Middleton down with it. Now two on one. Middleton behind the back pass, layup on the right side to Davenport's good.
Oh, wow. Excellent vision by Middleton. She knew what she had to do in transition. Gave the ball up for an easy basket underneath.
The lead is 14 for the Warriors. Over to House. Working now with a two-on-two. They give it to Eubank driving through. Tips it out. Barrett stops, fakes, shoots. Jumper off the rim. No good. Barbie comes down with it. Riverdale really controlling the defensive boards. Here's Middleton. To Petty in the corner. Open, in and out. Rebound. Oliver. We're at the 1:51 mark of the first quarter and a foul as Petty reaches in and will commit the personal. That is only the second foul on Riverdale, and Oakland has one. It's amazing how this whole team, both of these teams are playing at such speed, and we only have like two fouls committed at the most by either team.
It's amazing that Riverdale doesn't have more fouls than they have, especially with the defense they play. You know, Petty didn't even think she fouled her right there. It's interesting.
Over in the corner goes to Riggins. Oakland with the ball. Riggins from downtown. No good. Oliver with a big rebound. Misses the layup. Here comes Riverdale with the ball. Jones gets it. Over to Petty. Three on one. Bounce pass. Watkins. Short. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. This time she's fouled. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
It's a good hustle there by Watkins. You got her own rebound underneath. That's a tough thing to do. And then went right back up with it. Now she's got a couple freebies.
And Tori Watkins will go to the free throw line. It's Riverdale 19, Oakland 5. Here in the girls' game, the free throw. Huntland. And the second one is also good. And Jones make that Watkins hits both free throws. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Riverdale up by 16. Barrett shoots three. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Barbie. Long pass out to Petty. Petty going to drive, lay up a little soft floater. No good. Barrett down with it. Oakland comes back. Eubank over to Barrett. Oakland will set it up. Mayor Barrett needing a little help. Double team now, looking for the pressure, and they call a foul on Taisha Petty, I believe.
Questionable call there. Looks like she had the ball, and
it may have been after he got over there to see it. It looked like a foul then, but at the original play, it looked like she tied it up. Oakland will get the basketball underneath. Well, they did call a jump. They overruled it.
Okay.
Rafferty, good job. Only one foul now on Petty. Barnes back in the game. Over the corner to Eubank. Shoots a long one for three. A first bank three by Emily Eubank. She has five.
Riverdale got lost there. She was wide open in the right corner for an easy three.
21-8, Riverdale. They have the ball in the lead. Davenport, lob pass into Barbie. That's a thing of beauty. Misses the shot, however. Gets her own rebound. Barbie puts it up. She's fouled by Eubank. Eubank picks up her first, and Barbie going to go to the free throw line. As the lead increases to 15 for the Warriors. Good crowd for a girls' game tonight. You know, sometimes it looks like they drift in a little bit in these girls' contests. Big crowd tonight already. Upper deck is full.
Yeah, I was about to say, upper deck's filled. Good students. Student sections both sides.
I think they're having a little special program here, too.
Okay.
Honoring some alumni from Oakland. Free throw by Barbies. No good. Rebound. Brought down by Caitlin King, who just entered. And the ball's thrown away. Jones to Davenport. Goes up. Too strong. Rebound. Jones blocked by, the shot blocked by King. Going out of bounds. I think it's a good round of applause by this Oakland crowd.
Something to cheer about.
And it will be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket. Middleton to throw it in. Lobs it over to Barbie. Now to Middleton. Back out. Top of the key goes to Barbie. Back out in the pick by for Middleton, and she throws it off of an Oakland player. It'll be out of bounds, Riverdale's ball. 4.5 seconds to go in the game. And Jones gets on the inbounds pass, misses the shot. King comes down with a rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter with our score. Oakland girls trail it. Riverdale 23, Oakland 8. We've completed one quarter of play, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
23-8, our score. Riverdale on top here in girls' action as we start the second quarter of play. John Dingens, Rafferty Cleary with you. Oliver with a nice move to the basket, in and out. She can't buy one right now inside. Had some good looks. Looks like she did everything right, but hit it. Jones, long three, no good. Rebound, Riggins pulls it down to Eubank. Jones and Watkins double-team her to Riggins now. Ball tipped away, and now foul going to be called on Alexa Middleton as she reaches in on Riggins.
Middleton had two chances to swipe that ball away. The first time it came loose, Oakland regained possession. The second time, as she took the swipe, she got caught on the foul.
It's a 15-point Riverdale lead, and Eubank going to bring it across the timeline. Gets a pick from King. Now lobs it over to King, and the ball thrown away. Barbie anticipating that pass, going to go up with the right block, misses the shot with the right hand, going to go back to the left side this time, misses again, King comes down with it. Oakland's basketball, 7:01 to go in the second quarter. Left side it goes to Riggins. In some trouble and is swiped away by Jones. To Petty, stops, stutter step, now bounces it to Middleton, now to Jones, out of bounds. And I didn't get a call, but I'm thinking it's he's looking at Riverdale here.
Oh, goodness.
It looked as if nobody touched that ball, but I thought it just came off of Jones.
I thought it went off Jones' knee.
Middleton, jumper from outside, no good. Rebound, Riggins coming away with it. This Riverdale defense, just because you get a rebound doesn't mean you're going to come away and get up the floor with it. That's the thing you have to worry about. Eubank does a good job this time, lobs it into King. Nice pass. King goes up too hard off the board. They've had some shots, just haven't fallen for the Patriots. 23-8 the score, and now Oliver going to reach in and draw the personal. I have two on Caitlin. By the way, Jacobia Barbie came in needing 11 points to reach 2,000 in her Riverdale career. And right now, Barbie has 6 points. So she is, do your math, gravity, she's five away. 2,000 points.
That is an outstanding achievement if she can get there this evening.
And Jones has it. Over to Middleton from the left side. Jumper from outside. Too strong. Rebound. Coming up with it is Oliver. Out goes to Eubank. Oakland wants to run a little. Dribbles with a crossover dribble. Now bounces into King. That is a great pass by Eubank. And Caitlin King delivers. She has her first basket.
Finally, Oakland's able to get a bucket for them. They're 4 of 16 right now from the field.
Well, they've missed some layups. I mean, some really easy ones. Jumper by Middleton is no good and out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's basketball.
Riverdale struggling shooting as well right now. They've missed their last 9 shots they've taken from the floor.
Tuesday night, we will be at Siegel. Oakland at Siegel. And airtime for that one will be 6:20. Brian and Rafferty, I think, will be there for that one. And the jumper from outside is no good by Petty. Gets another shot as Jones rebounds. This one's good from 14. Taisha Petty has 8. Lead back to 15. Pressure by the Warriors. Jones, what a steal. Oh, tries to lob it in there, but can't. It's intercepted by Riggins. Here comes Eubank. 2-on-1. Eubank bounce past King. Layup good. Kaylin King is getting some Christmas presents from Miss Eubank here.
She's been a nice presence down low for Oakland the past 2 times down the floor. She's just been wide open somehow.
And King has 4 now. Long jumper by Barbie. In and out. That's a 3 attempt. Davenport hustles down for the rebound. Jumper good by Middleton. It's a first bank 3 for Alexa Middleton, who has 8 now.
And 2 threes.
Oliver trying to get it across. Eubank going to give it to Riggins. Now to Barrett, who's left open. She shoots a 3. No good. Rebound, King. Going to go up. Strong with it. No good. Rebound, Davenport. Lobs it out to Middleton. Over to Petty. Now they've got the numbers. Oh, great fake by Petty. Layup good from the left side.
Phenomenal job.
She has 10. And the lead now 18, 30-12, Riverdale. 3:57 to go here in the first half. Oliver gets it. Eubank. Bounce pass intercepted this time by Barbie. They've got the numbers again. Lob to Petty. Back out Davenport. Gives it back out to Middleton. Open for 3. No. Rebound. Barrett blocked out very well there. Pass almost intercepted, and now foul going to be on Barbie as she tries to make the interception. And it will be her first. Rafferty, one thing that Riverdale does, if you get past and beat the press in the backcourt, it kind of takes you out of their offense a little bit, your own offense. You don't seem to rush your shots a little bit.
It does, and I was just thinking of that just a second ago, and a little bit differently, though. Whenever they get past that full court pressure, it's almost like they have a chance to beat Riverdale to the bucket, but for some reason they stall and don't take it all the way in.
Here's the pass to Eubank. Driving all the way, puts up a little fadeaway that's no good, and this time I think Keene's going to get called for it. Kalen's been battling underneath there. Kalen Keene's that's her first. 30-12, Riverdale. 3:14 to go in the first half of play. Don't forget to join us for our halftime show. Rafferty will have stats and all kinds of good stuff. We'll have an upcoming schedule and some scores, hopefully, on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. In fact, I've got one coming up in just a second. End of the first, Siegel trails Smyrna 9-7. Barbie feeds it inside to Davenport, and the basket's good. Davenport has four. And it's 32-12, the biggest lead of the night. That's the 12th Riverdale turnover, by the way. I would make that Oakland turnover. Eubank over to Barrett. Back inside to Eubank. Doing a good job of getting it inside to her. And this time the shot does not fall, but Riverdale's going to pick up a foul. Davenport was around her, but I think Watkins gets her.
That foul was based off the shot fake by King there. She's done it a couple of times. That is a good move in basketball.
Smyrna Lee Siegel, girls, 9-7. That's the end of the first quarter on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Kalen King at the free throw line misses the first one. She'll get another. She was in the act of shooting. Eyes it, puts it up. Too strong off the boards. Rebound, Barbie. Gives it over to Middleton. Alexa bringing it across. Alexa with 8 points tonight. Bounce pass at the foul line to Barbie running the high post. Swinging around to Jones. Lobs it cross court to Davenport. Open for three. Bottom. Davenport, first bank three. She has seven. 35-12, Riverdale. Eubank in some trouble. She called timeout. Jennifer Grandstaff does just in time to save that 13th turnover. A timeout is called, and it's another 30 seconds. I think we got an opportunity here to talk about Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug again, Rafferty.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parts Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Bob Parts Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parts Auction. Call 896-4600, and you can find them online at bobpartsauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
All right. And, again, we mentioned that you can see this game online at the Oakland High School homepage. Click on OHSRCSschools.net. Click on Patriot TV. Trying to give our friends over at Oakland a plug. We would do that for anybody. That's a good service that they're doing. Here's Eubank with the basketball for the Patriots. We don't guarantee the audio, though. That's for sure. Oliver, oh, good fake, but doesn't shoot. Over to Eubank. Driving all the way. Scoop shot. Missed. Rebound Davenport. Over to Jones. Now to Alexa Middleton, who'll set it up. 1:35 to go in the half, 35-12, Riverdale. They've been all Warriors since the opening tip, basically. Bounce pass over to Watkins. Over to Jones, driving, goes up, puts it up off the glass, no good, too hard. Rebound, Riggins for Oakland. Gets it to the middle to Oliver. Going to drive, stop, look, give it over to Riggins. Stop, she shoots from the foul line. Good. Ellen Riggins with her first basket.
It was a confident shot there.
35-14, very excellent shooter from that range particularly. 55 seconds, less than a minute to play in the first half. Lob to Watkins. I don't think she was ready for it. Davenport coming up with a loose ball, fighting Barrett. Now to Barbie in the corner, to Middleton. takes a look, thinks about it. Now between the circles over to right side, it goes to Jones. Back to Watkins. Patient offense. Davenport drives baseline, now feeds it to Barbie. Dishes out to Watkins, open for three. Oh, yeah. Good passing there by Riverdale. First bank three for Watkins.
Number four for Riverdale as a team tonight.
38-14, Riverdale. Eubank, bounce pass Riggins. Going to drive to the basket, go up with a way with a floater, no good, rebound. And some contact underneath the basket as Watkins goes down hard. Kaylin King picks it up, her second foul. Sixth team foul on the Patriots, both teams with 16 fouls. We have 11 seconds left. 38-14 Riverdale, they're going to work for that last shot. Middleton lobs it to Jones. Bounces it off the glass, good. And that's the buzzer to end the first half with the score. Riverdale 40, Oakland 14 in girls action. And we'll be back with a look at the halftime stats for you. This one coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
We'll go the extra mile.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Homes, and who also sponsors our scoreboard. At Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard reveals that Siegel is up or trails Smyrna 9-7. That's Smyrna 9, Siegel 7 at the end of the first quarter in girls action. I'm sure we'll have an update, at least a halftime update, in just a few minutes on that on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Other games tonight, Blackman girls, or Blackman is at Laverne. Fayetteville City at MTCS. Eagleville is at Huntland. And we will also be kind of talking a little bit about the Rutherford County Middle School tournament that begins tomorrow at Laverne Middle School. Games begin at 10:30 a.m. with the last game at 7:30. The James C. Hale tournament wraps up this up tomorrow at MTCS. So a lot of basketball being played. And I'll recap that schedule for the basketball tournament beginning at 10:30 tomorrow. Central Magnet versus Laverne in girls. Central Magnet boys against Whitworth Buchanan boys at 12. 1:30 Smyrna versus Whitworth Buchanan girls. That'll be at 1:30. 3 o'clock Smyrna versus Laverne in boys. 4:30 Siegel versus Stewart's Creek. That's in girls. 6 o'clock Christiana versus Rock Springs in boys. And then Blackman girls against the Rockville girls at 7:30 for the middle school basketball tournament that is being played. And again, we mentioned the James C. Hill tournament wrapping up tomorrow at Middle Tennessee Christian School. It's the 39th annual Groundhog Day luncheon to benefit Blue Raider baseball. It's been scheduled for Thursday, February 2nd, beginning at 11:30 a.m. in Murphy Center. And the Middle Tennessee baseball team will host the event, which began way back in 1975. And we'll have more on that on our Ideas Tees Between Game show. The scoring looked like this for Oakland. Ellen Riggins had 2 points tonight. Emily Eubank in the first half had 5, including a first bank 3. Kaylin Oliver with 3. Kaylin King has 4. Jacobia Barbie has 6 for Riverdale. Petty with 10. Middleton with 8. Olivia Jones has 4. Tori Watkins with 5. Davenport with 7 coming from the bench. And Davenport with a first bank 3 along with Watkins, Middleton, and Petty doesn't have one, but she does have 10 points to lead all scores. Those stats brought to you by tonight, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Team stats, 18 rebounds for Riverdale to 13 for Oakland. Field goal shooting, Riverdale 16 of 35 for 46%. There were 4 first bank threes in that. And Oakland 6 of 23 for 26%. They had 1 first bank three in that. And Rafferty rejoins me. And Rafferty, looking at the stats, basically the big problem has been turnovers. Oakland with 12, Riverdale with only 3. And free throw shooting, really not a big factor. 2 of 3 for Riverdale, 1 of 3 for Oakland. But those turnovers have really hurt. And points off turnovers, which I think is the most important thing.
Yeah, Riverdale started off the game, I think their first 6 of their 12 points were off, you know, turnovers they caused in their press. But, you know, Oakland, 12 turnovers at half is terrible. It really is, but they have to credit themselves somewhat because from the team we've watched, you know, Blackman played Riverdale last week and then Siegel the week before that. I believe both those teams had turnovers in the 30s at the end of the ball game. So, you know, Oakland has held their turnovers to a lower margin, but it's still pretty bad, though.
It would be interesting to see the baskets, what the score would have been if Oakland had hit about 5 or 6 of those baskets, because they had some good open looks and some layups, actually, and they just wouldn't go in. And one Oliver had went in and out, so that would have made it somewhat closer. But I think you're right. They've handled the pressure probably as well as we've seen it so far, so those lady pass growing up a little bit. But Riverdale still, when you look at the final, look at the halftime score, that's 40-14. So I guess that's where it all matters.
Yeah, they're a tough team. I mean, anytime your basketball team is averaging, your starting lineup is averaging double digits, and you know one of your players is almost averaging a double-double, it's going to be hard to stop that team. And you know, Oakland, like you just said, they need to come out and make some shots this time. 6 of 23 is just not going to cut it.
40-14 is our halftime score here in girls action. Riverdale on top. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley
get
Parkway and
State,
Weekly Lane.
State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
And we're ready for the second half. Have action here as our starting lineups for the second half brought to you by Winners Trophy, Sinet P, and AG Sporting Goods. For Riverdale, it's Watkins, Petty, Barbie, Middleton, and Jones. For Oakland, Barrett, Riggins, Eubank, Oliver, and King is starting in the second half. Bounce pass down low to Barbie. Dishes back out to Petty, who's open for a First Bank three.
Well, starting the second half out the exact same way they started that first half out with a three from the top of the arc.
And Oakland beats the press, gives it over to Barrett, who misses the layup, and Jones comes back. Petty, two on one, fakes, goes up to the left side, good. Basket by Petty, and she has 15. Pressure by Oakland, by Riverdale, and this time Petty going to get nailed with that foul, and I have her with two. 45-14, just like that. Riverdale opens with five unanswered points to start the second half. Oliver to Eubank. Being guarded by Jones. That's a good matchup right there. Bounce pass to Riggins. Long pass to Barrett, and Riggins throws it away.
And Oakland starting off in a bad way, continuing to add on to that turnover stat right there.
There's 13, is that right?
13
for Oakland now, 45-14, Riverdale, Middleton, left side, bounce pass, Barbie, down low against King, pushes it up, can't get it to fall, rebound, Eubank, long pass King, King lobs it over to Oliver, two on one now for the Patriots, over to Barrett, left hand layup, good, nice pass from Oliver to Barrett, and Monica gets her first basket, here comes Taisha, 6:42 to go here in the third quarter. Second half of action from Oakland High School. Riverdale now moving left to right. Lob inside to Barbie. Sweeping hook shot is no good. King gets her.
You can really tell Riverdale's trying to go down low to Barbie a lot more than they were in that first half of play. I think they like the matchup they've got it on against King right now.
And Barbie, who is 5 points away now from 2,000, gets the free throw, misses it. Barbie hadn't taken a lot of shots tonight, really. It looks like we're having some homecoming tonight. See that tux down there? And
yeah.
The second one is good. Barbie with 7 points, 4 points away from 2,000. Eubank being guarded by Jones. Dribbles with the left hand, bounces it off Barbie's foot. And Oakland will take it outside court. We have an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Smyrna leading Siegel at halftime, 16-9. Smyrna 16, Siegel 9 at half on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
That is a high-scoring game.
They play to either play some defense or there's not many people hitting any shots. Oliver dribbles through two, gets away, tries to get it down low to Barrett, intercepted by Barbie, taking out that passing lane. Barbie to Middleton. Left-handed pass over to Jones. Lobs it over to Barbie. Back out it goes to Petty. They'll set it back up. 46-16 is a 30-point Riverdale lead. Over to Barbie. Takes a look at a three. Doesn't go. Now Petty tries to lob it inside, and it is thrown out of bounds. Some pushing and shoving going on down there, but it's Oakland's basketball.
I think Barbie thought she got held a little bit driving to the basket.
There's a lob over to Oliver from Eubank. Gives it back to Emily. Emily driving, stops, shoots, goes over Barbie. No good. Rebound. Picked up King. She puts it up off the glass and in. Kaylin King has six. And it's 46-18. Boys teams, both teams warming up back here behind us and getting ready for action. That should be a good matchup as well. Petty to Middleton. Long jumper for three. Bottom. Middleton with a first bank three. She has 11.
She is such a good shooter. That's her third three that she has made tonight for the Warriors.
5:02 to go here in the third. Riggins stops, shoots, running jumpers, no good. Barbie with position gets the rebound. The lead is 31. Middleton. Long pass to Petty. Takes a couple. Barbie going to shoot a three from way outside. Off the rim, no good. King rips the rebound down. Now, a little pushing and shoving here. And I think they're going to call it on Riverdale. Some elbows were flying. It is on Riverdale. Tori Watkins, her third personal foul. And the second team foul on Riverdale. A 31-point Riverdale lead. They have the they are on defense now. Oakland's going to bring it up. Oliver back to Eubank, trying to get it across the timeline and do. Bounce it to Riggins. Riggins stops, shoots, jumper from the top of the keys. No good. Rebound Oliver. Eubank going to try it. Barbie cuts her off. They dish it to Oliver. Going to drive for the basket. Hoop. And, boy, that's a scoop shot, I thought, but then she went back overhanded with it.
It was a great drive. She kind of hesitated and then drove real hard to the basket. Got an easy one.
And we're going to have a foul called. 49-20 our score. Kaitlin King picks up the foul. That's her fourth. Lead is 29. Barbie misses the free throw. Coming into the ball game, Kira House for Oakland, Shelby Davenport for Riverdale. King goes out. And let's see, I believe Watkins came out.
So strange, you know, these girls can hit shots from way outside or anywhere around the court, but then it's just a struggle to hit a free throw.
And the free throw missed by Barbie. Still five away from 2,000. Petty, left side to Davenport. Petty back out, left side Middleton. Eubanks picks her up. To Jones, to Petty. Drives in the lane, intercepted by Riggins. Oakland down with it. Four turnovers for Riverdale, five. And a collision on the floor. And it's going to be on. No, it's just out of bounds off Riverdale. Oakland with the ball. Oakland keeping the pressure on. Riggins, double team, gives it over to Eubank, two on one. Now she scoops a shot. That was a scoop shot, and it's good. Eubank with seven. That was a nice-looking shot by Emily. 49-22. I wanted Caitlin to have a scoop shot. Now she finally did it. There
That's
you
impressive.
Go. I think I've got ice cream on the brain. Davenport to Jones. Lobs it. Monica Barrett intercepts. The Riverdale a little sloppy the last couple of times down the floor. Eubank behind the back dribble, and Jones fouls her. So Emily Eubank able to get by Jones. Oakland to get the basketball. As that's the third team foul on Riverdale. Eubank That has been a great battle right there tonight.
Yes, it has.
Tries to get a pick from Riggins. Almost picked off, and now Jones going to draw another foul.
You know, Jones keeps getting frustrated that she's getting called for fouls, but, you know, at some point, you're continuing to get called for these on-the-ball fouls. You're swiping for the ball. You just back up a little bit, lay off a second, trust your teammates to get the steals.
Kaylin Oliver will throw it in to Eubank. Another pick set by Riggins. This time Barbie intercepts. Going to drive all the way in. Puts it up with a left hand from the right side, and it's good.
There we go.
Barbie with nine. I have her down for a free throw. I hope I have this right. Let me check with Crager. Make sure I'm right on that. Eubank across the timeline. Lobs it over to Oliver. Back out. Dishes to Eubank. Thinks about a three. Thinks better of it. Now spins. Drives in the lane. Shot missed. Rebound. Tipped. Riggins has it. Dishes off to Eubank. They'll come back out. Barbie picks her up in the corner. Now the ball out of bounds. It'll be Oakland's ball. 51-22 if you just joined us. John Dingens, Rafferty Cleary from Oakland High School and Riverdale leading it. The 2:13 to go in the third quarter. House stops, shoots, little jumper is short. Rebound, Barbie, long baseball pass down the court to Davenport, to Petty, and House is going to foul her. So Petty will probably go to the free throw line. I think she was shooting here. 51-22, our score. Our last score from Smyrna was Siegel, 16, make that Smyrna 16, Siegel 9 at the half. Free throw by Petty's good. Somebody who's supposed to be off is doing some tweeting and texting tonight.
Oh, it's Mr. Barrett.
Yeah, got somebody there. Got two people there tonight. Petty, you know, he's just got to get in part of the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he feels sorry for us. Maybe he's listening to us. And 53-22. Shots made by Petty, and Eubank going to bring it across. Still pressure by Riverdale with 1:57 to go in the third. Pass intercepted. Middleton lobs it, throws it up. Left hand by Jones, good. Jones with six. 55-22 is our score, and we have a timeout on the court. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Riverdale leads it. We'll be back.
In a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany.
They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call good neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Kara House puts up a couple of shots for Oakland and cans it finally. 55-24, House's first basket. Riverdale leads it 55-24 as we finish up the third quarter of play. A minute 24 to go. Davenport in the corner, over to Jones. Long three, no good. Rebound, picked up House hustling for it. She's got some quickness. Kira House over to Eubank. Back out, top of the key to Riggins, over to Barrett. Ball movement by Oakland. Jumper rolls good by House. Kira House with four.
And the shots are starting to fall for the Oakland Patriots now here in the second half.
55-26, our score. Riverdale leading it. Under a minute here in the third quarter. Davenport, make that Watkins into Barbie, misses the shot. Rebound, House comes away with it. Eubank double team, trying to get out of trouble. And now the official's going to call a foul on Shelby Davenport. And that is her first. Fifth team foul on Riverdale. Oakland to throw it in. Got another update on a score. We'll give it to you in just a second on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Eubank gives it over to House. Back out, Barrett. Long jumper from outside. Too strong. Rebound picked up. And scrambling for it is Davenport. And we have a timeout on the floor before that action on the floor took place. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. 55-26 Riverdale.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
Riverdale playing for last shot. 10 seconds, 9 seconds to end the quarter. Barbie goes up, no good. Watkins with the rebound. Barrett in some trouble. Now Watkins steals it and can't get the shot off as we end the third quarter of play. Our score, Riverdale 55, the Oakland girls 26. And we'll be back with a fourth quarter of action right after this. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Rafferty Cleary for Brian Barrett tonight. We start the fourth quarter. Riverdale leading 55-26, and they just called a charge on Ellen Riggins as we start the fourth quarter of play.
Riggins was trying to make that move underneath. She kind of put the shoulder.
Leaned in just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Watkins throwing it in for Riverdale. It's Barbie, Watkins, Petty, Jones, and Middleton. Oakland, House, Eubank, Oliver, Riggins, and Barrett. Petty over the corner to Middleton. And she scores from three-point land. Alexa Middleton with 14 now. And a first bank three. 58-26 Riverdale. Just underway here in the fourth quarter of play. Eubank drives. Now backs away. Spins. Spins again. Shoots. Fadeaway jumper. Misses. Rebound. Oliver, though. Oliver has it. Does a little hook shot. And they're going to call a walk on Kaylin Oliver. Took maybe a step too many. Turnover number 18 for Oakland, or 19 now?
Be 19 now. Was 18.
Still, against Riverdale, that's not a bad stat. Really.
No, still, it's not, considering what they've been causing other teams.
You wouldn't tell Jennifer Grandstaff that.
No.
But would
never go there.
Jones has it between the circles to Watkins. Picked up by Barrett. Watkins gets free and lays it up off the glass from the right block.
She seemed a little out of control as she was driving to the basket. She kind of went up in the air a little early, it seemed. But
then the heavens parted.
Yeah, she had the nice, sudden, yeah. nice touch as it went off the glass.
60-26, Warriors. Eubank working one-on-one now on Barbie. They've had all kinds of girls on Eubank tonight. Riggins gets free, now dishes off, and they're going to call another offensive foul as Middleton stands there and takes the punishment, and Riggins gets an offensive foul. Second foul on Ellen Riggins.
It's just a double-edged sword there. You know, you pass it, it's going to be a charge, and she would have gone up. It was going to be a charge. Middleton played great defense there for Riverdale.
Trying to prevent the charge, but passing it off, and it still got it. Right side, it goes to Barbie. Watkins between the circles, hands it over to Middleton, takes a look at a shot, now spins, stops, dishes off to Jones, open, no good, rebound, Riggins battles and gets it, over to House, 3-on-2 for Oakland, Riverdale gets back however, House feeds Riggins in the lane, good pass, jumper missed, off to Jones, to Barbie 2-on-2 to Petty from the corner, short, rebound, Watkins. And Watkins just the putback, doesn't go in, but she gets fouled. Ellen Riggins with three quick fouls here. 60-26, Watkins trying to add to that lead. Free throw is up, it rolls good. Watkins has eight. Jacobia Barbie, by the way, 9 points on the night and just 2 points away from 2,000. We have also a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. After end of three, it's Blackman 45, Laverne Girls 7. That's the end of three quarters on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll give you some more scores as we get them. If you're at a game and want to call the station, give us a score, we'd appreciate that. House, make that Oliver. Dishes inside to Riggins. Ball tipped away, and it goes to Riverdale, and here comes Petty. Petty. Going to drive, bounces inside to Jones, misses the layup. Jones goes up again, no good. House comes down with it. And now a technical foul has been called. And it is on Watkins, I believe. No, Olivia Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I thought it was Jones, and if you've been watching or listening, Jones has been a little frustrated.
I think Watkins picked up the foul, though. I'm checking that, but she's on the bench. Free throw by Riggins is missed. 61-26, 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter, and Riverdale leading. Second one is up and also missed. It'll be Oakland's basketball. Ellen Riggins with 2 points tonight. Emily Eubank leads Oakland with 7. Eubank brings it across the timeline, picked up by Middleton. That's about the third or fourth player that's picked up Eubank, bringing it across.
It's a tough one to guard.
Jumper from outside by Eubank, doesn't go. Rebound, Riggins is there. And now a jump ball, it will be Riverdale. Jamie Huffman doing a tremendous job down there with the clock. And coming across is Petty. Bounce pass at the high post to Davenport. Over to Barbie. Barbie stops, stutter step, now drives to the basket, puts it up, short, rebound. Davenport, she shoots a long one, no good. Barbie gets it, here it comes, layup good. And that should do it. Jacobia Barbie has 11, and she reached the 2,000 mark in her Riverdale career and has a few games to go. Quite an achievement, as Rafferty mentioned earlier in the game.
I wonder if Krager will be the first to tell her when he gets down there.
They do it. Spin move, intercepted by Petty. 63-26. Petty's layup is good. 65-26. And a timeout by John Wild, and we will take one, too. 65-26. Riverdale leads Oakland, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally. What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Tooch Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reef Sane Drugstore.
And Oakland gets the ball here in the fourth quarter, trailing 65-26. Clock will be running here, and we've got some substitutions. We'll get those for you. Let's see. Alexia Cairo is in. Kaylin King back in, along with Barrett, Eubank, and Oliver for Oakland. Watkins tries to go up against King. It's no good. Cairo down with a rebound. Maddie Cantrell is in for the Warriors. And here's the drive by Oliver. It's no good. Or make that, she holds up, and now the pass is out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's ball. 2:56 to go and counting. It's been all Riverdale tonight with the help of some 23 turnovers by Oakland. Lady Pat's winning streak here going to come to an end. They have played well. And coming into the ball game here, Randy Bivens is going to come in for Oakland, along with Sylvia Barnes back in. Barrett going out along with Oliver and Eubank. And House is in. House, Cairo, King, Bivens, and Barnes for Oakland. Coming out for Riverdale, looks like Davenport going to come out. Watkins coming out. So the Warriors have Chestnut in, Greason in. I think Greason's out there. Is she out there yet? Yes.
Yes.
There she is. And Conyers is in, or Castleman. King is over to House. Over to Bivens to House. A minute 43, 65-26 Riverdale. Bounce pass, it goes Bivens. She'll shoot one from outside and score. First bank three for Bivens. Randy with three, first bank style. Here's Cantrell driving, jumper, floating up, no good. Rebound, Chestnut, tipped away, picked up by King. Now Barnes has it. Barnes. Across the timeline. Driving with the left hand. Now gives over to Cairo at the high post. Back out right side to Barnes. Back to Bivens. She drives, stops, shoots. Running floater in the lane is no good, but a foul going to be called. Maddie Cantrell. That is her first. The shot by Bivens is good. Bivens has four. And she'll get another one. Second one rolls good as well. 65-31. Under a minute to play in this girls' contest. Riverdale will remain undefeated in district play. Cantrell has it. Bounce pass. It goes to Castleman inside to Chestnut. Turnaround jumper's no good. Rebound Greason, and she is fouled. And Riverdale will improve now to 20-3. 6-0 in the district. Oakland's going to drop to 20-3. 3-2 in district play. So depending on the outcome of Blackman and Laverne tonight, which it looks like Blackman's going to win that game, looks like 3-2 records for, or 4-2 for Blackman in the district. Shot is good by Greason, her first points. 66-31.
Well,
28 seconds to go. The lob into King. Jumper, or the layup, is no good. Rebound, Greason. Picked up, stolen away by Cairo. She goes up for the basket. Good. Alexia Cairo has a basket. 66-33. Final seconds ticking off the clock. Middleton going to just stand there and hold the ball, and that's your ball game. The final score tonight, Riverdale Lady Warriors defeat the Oakland Patriots by a score of 66-33. 66-33, your final, and we're going to take a timeout, and we will come back with the Ideas Tees Between Games show. With, we'll have highlights, we'll have stats, we'll have the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, plus Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game and the Midas of Murfreesboro Shift Change of the Game, along with, again, we mentioned that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 66-33, our final again here. Riverdale wins it, remains undefeated in district play. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.